full crowd rocks to the sounds of the band Styx at the St. Augustine Amphitheater in May of 2013. It's one of the typical concerts that the amphitheater has seen in recent years. The amphitheater was originally built in 1965 to commemorate St. Augustine's 400th anniversary on what was a 16-acre section of Anastasia State Park. In 2002, it was purchased by St. Johns County and after a five-year renovation, became a state-of-the-art performance venue. The amphitheater holds about 4,000 people. Ryan Murphy is its general manager. He says he looks to add a lot of variety to the acts he brings to St. Augustine.
I've been in St. Augustine about 4 years, and as I've been here, I've noticed there's definitely been an influx of younger people, and so we look at booking a lot of the younger acts, but as well the mainstays of the baby boomer rock, a lot of the country, a lot of the stuff that is the pretty sound and true as far as being successful at the amphitheater.
Jacksonville's closest comparison to the St. Augustine Amphitheater is Metropolitan Park in downtown Jacksonville. One problem the Met Park concerts have had that the amphitheater has not is noise complaints and other conflicts with its residential neighbors. Murphy says that is due to the close relationship they have with others in the area around the amphitheater.
I know for every show we do, a lot of the bars and restaurants in the area do great business, so they really support us and they help carry the cause. And then a lot of the neighborhoods, you know, they'll have people parking down their streets and, you know, they'll be fine with that as long as they think, you know, the amphitheater is something that's great to the community and they really see the impact of it.
Some in Jacksonville say it's really not fair to compare the St. Augustine Amphitheater and Met Park as concert venues. The stages and sound designs are different, and Met Park was designed more as a family venue than a concert showcase. Local promoter Mike Yokan has used Met Park for major concerts like Welcome to Rockville. He says the park is in need of some major redevelopment.
Some of the things are great. You know, the electrical, the maintenance crew, there's some things that are fantastic that go with that venue. And there's some things such as the lighting grid on the main stage is too low. The obviously, the cover over the existing main stage is ancient, and that needs to be not only recovered, it needs to be rethought.
The large tent at Metropolitan Park is scheduled to be replaced soon as part of the city's park renovations. Changes to the stage are being planned as well. But Yokan says there are still some other problems that need to be fixed at Met Park. He also says Jacksonville needs a venue that would help fill the niche the amphitheater currently provides. Yokan says right now there is little in Jacksonville that would fill the need between the 1,700-seat Florida Theater at venues like Met Park and the 15,000-seat Veterans Arena.
We'd get a lot more acts coming to Jacksonville. It would not necessarily always be a we win St. Augustine type of lose thing. That's a great market in St. Augustine, a very affluent clientele of patrons. I think both venues could do extremely well.
Jacksonville city officials say they have heard the complaints of concert promoters and fans and have made some moves to make it easier to put on events in Jacksonville. Mayor Alvin Brown says he's committed to bringing more entertainment acts to Jacksonville.
We're going to continue with working with all the key stakeholders, promoters, and SMG and others, continue to market not only just Metropolitan Park, but all of our other venues.
St. Augustine's Ryan Murphy says he doesn't consider the amphitheater to be in competition with venues in Jacksonville. He says the more musical acts that come to the area is good for the entire First Coast. Kevin Murchard, WJCT News.